It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Hey, don't forget, at UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game. From sports injuries to joint replacement, they provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I sat down with former Florida and Mississippi State head football coach Dan Mullen when he was in town to speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club back in October. I hope you enjoy his interview. It's coming up after this break.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassiz 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Dan Mullen got his first head coaching job in collegiate football at Mississippi State University in 2009 and stayed in Starkville until 2017, when he left to become the head coach of the Florida Gators, where he stayed from 2018 until 2021. He most recently has been an analyst on ESPN, and at the time of production of this episode, he was rumored to be a coaching candidate in some of the searches that are going on around the country for open positions. Dan loves to play the game of golf. In fact, his son is a very good amateur golfer. You'll find out more about that coming up right now. On the tee, Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
You know, I started later in life. I didn't have the benefit like my kids have now. So I must have been high school or like right after college. We went out and like, hey, let's play golf. We're getting ready to graduate college. We better learn how to play golf. Some friends. And I was really bad.
Really bad?
Yeah. I mean, you'd think as an athlete. No, I just, wasn't good. I think we could hit the ball pretty far, but really not straight. And but through the years, I've worked to try to get it a little bit better.
Were you self-taught, or did you take any lessons?
Yeah, no, I've taken like two lessons my entire life. I probably, if you watch my game, could say I could use a lot more, though.
Being a football coach doesn't lend to a lot of time for playing golf, does it? Except for those outings with the booster clubs and stuff like that?
Yeah, the issue when you're coaching, the TV life now, I'm much better. My handicap's much better now on TV life. So what ends up happening as a coach, you start the season, you know, the golf season, late spring, by going to some booster outings, playing scrambles. So I don't know if that helps your game. Then you get a little break in the summer, and you go play a couple of rounds of golf, and you realize, okay, I'm starting to get a little bit better, and then it's time to go to training camp, and you don't play for another 8 months or 9 months. So
isn't that crazy how it works?
It throws you right off right there. You start getting excited, and you're like, oh. The best thing as a coach you can do is, like, that last round you're getting ready to go back to training camp and in the season, and you just go shoot like 97, and you're like, all right, I'm awful. I'm ready to go back to coaching. This is good. If you shoot a good score, you're like crushed. You got to go back to coaching.
I was going
to
say, if you go out and you shoot like 76 or 80.
Yeah, you're like, I got to keep playing.
Yeah, I got to keep playing. Would you put the clubs up away? I mean, obviously, when you were down in Florida, did you have time?
You know what? You didn't during the season. There's just so much going on. And maybe during a bye week, my son's a big golfer. So, you know, the more he got into it, if there was an opportunity to go play with him at some point, maybe in a bye week, I'd try to get one round with him in just because I'd enjoy going out and playing with him. But you do put it up because you just, you know, even when you're out there on the course, sometimes you're thinking, what could I be doing to get this team better right now? It's just hard to relax.
You mentioned to me before we started recording that your wife was the main anchor at the golf channel.
Yeah, back in the day.
How did that come about?
So Megan West, so we moved to Florida. I was this offensive coordinator, and actually right before our wedding, she was she'd been the main anchor at Fox Sports in Salt Lake City. And, you know, but she's a big golf person. So she loved golf, all like big, you know, family owned a golf course in Pennsylvania. And so we went down right before our wedding. They had her come on and fill in for a couple of days. And we're heading out on our honeymoon, and she got the call from her agent and said, hey, they want to make you one of the main anchors for the Golf Channel. So for about 3 years, she was one of the main anchors hosting Golf Central and all. Megan West back in the she kept the Megan West name for golf.
What was that commute like for her? Because Gainesville to Orlando, I mean, yeah, it's not that bad, is it?
It was tough, about an hour and 45 minutes. And in the second part of it, we got a condo down there so she could stay down. Like, she would host a lot of shows. It was really interesting in the golf because a lot of people on the Golf Channel, I always thought it was funny, you know, they want the week. They want Thursday to Sunday. And what was happening is we had so much going on football-wise, she finally went and said, hey, I'll do Monday to Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then I'm back for all the football weekends. And so she hosted almost like every show that time. And she'd go down Monday morning and come back Wednesday night or Thursday or, you know, depending on what she had to cover for them that week and stay down there for those days. But she'll tell you, she had to drive from Gainesville to down to Orlando, down to a T.
When this guy is on, Dan Mullen's going to stop and watch him play. Who is it?
I got to give my love to, you know, my guy, Charles Howell. Just because we're really close friends. So, you know what? Anytime he's playing, I'm always tuning in now. He's gone to the LIV Tour, and he'll head on to Champions Tour soon. But we've gone and watched him play several events, and we're really close with the family. So anytime Charles Howell's playing, I stop. And I love the team he's on because I'm a big Bryson fan.
Yeah, DeChambeau.
I really like Bryson DeChambeau and what he does. And I think it was really interesting. He got this bad rap, right? For a couple of years, he kind of became a bad guy. And all of a sudden, everyone realized, hold on. Like he's really a great guy, great golfer, exciting to watch, can do some amazing things. And so, and now they're both on the Crusher. So I have my Crusher's gear for LIV Golf.
There you go. Crushers, it kind of got dogs crushed, gators crushed. I mean, it could go with anything, right?
Oh, yeah.
What you're doing now, that affords you a little bit more time, I would think, to where you can play a little more golf. Like you said, your handicap's better.
Absolutely. You know, even during TV, like this time here, it gets busy, but I try, I know my, it's either with my son has a day set up with school stuff every once in a while. He's a freshman in high school, so I can get out, try to get an afternoon to him once a week. My wife, we try to go out and play, even if it's just nine holes, we get out and play once a week in the time that I'm home, you know, before I head out to call the games on the weekends. And so we get out a lot more. We live down at Reynolds Lake Oconee, one of the great golf spots in the country. They got the TaylorMade Kingdom down there. Oh, people yeah. come to, you know, the six courses. They're about to open the seventh one down there. It's an awesome golf destination. So to live right there and have all those courses at your fingertips, it's a lot of fun.
What's it like watching your son enjoy the game?
Oh, it's great. You know what? He's played in a bunch of tournaments. Now, I'll tell you what. I mean, you want nerve-wracking? I've coached in national championship games, SEC championship games. I mean, give me a third and eight to win the game. Not a big deal. Watching your son with a 6-foot putt to win a tournament. Now that's nerve wracking. You know what? As a parent, one of the coolest things he got to do is, you know, he was playing on that US kids when he was really young. I'd go caddy, yeah. You know, and say, hey, do you get to play? I remember the one bye week on a Sunday, I went and caddied for him. And I think the people are playing with it like, aren't you like the coach of the Florida Gators? I'm like, yeah. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, it's our bye week. I'm caddying today, which is an unbelievable, a fun deal. It's just such a great experience to get to go be on the bag and walk, you know, walk 18 holes with your son just to enjoy that time.
It's almost like people think that, well, you're a college football coach. That's all. You sleep, eat, breathe, and drink college football.
Yeah.
But you don't. You have to get away from it at times,
no,
don't you?
The family time. Golf. See, you know what? Golf to me, I've gotten better now at maybe the guys' golf, but golf to me was the family escape. You know, I always thought this, you know, one of the things in the world, the whole world, you have people watch you off the first tee, right? Everyone, you want to hit a good shot off the first tee. But once you're off that first tee, I remember coaching at Mississippi State, my wife and I in the spring, you know, and my son at the time, I mean, he was just a newborn. You're in a car seat. So he'd be in the car seat in the cart between my wife and I over at Old Waverly.
Great one of course, the unbelievable by the way. Courses. Oh.
But we'd go out on a Friday. And, you know, in the spring when done, if you had some, you know, during kind of a little bit of a slower time. And you tee off that first tee, and that's family time. You know, I mean, nothing, put the phone away and everything. It's just, you know, it's your family time with, you know, now it's me, my wife, my son, and my daughter, and we'll go out. And I mean, it's just family time on the golf course. You're kind of away from everything. It's one of those places, like it's a sacred place where you leave the rest of the world behind and enjoy that family time.
Before you became your own head coach at Mississippi State and running your own program, when you were at Florida with Urban Meyer, did you guys have like an outing or something amongst the coaches to where you guys go play?
Not really. You know, every once in a while we do like maybe once a year there'd be an event we're involved with going to play or go play in. I think everybody enjoyed it. Like that was, again, that would be, but you know, even then it would be every once in a while if I get off, I'd make it family time. And go with the wife. He wasn't quite on Coach Spurrier's level where you walk in a spring meeting and everyone's handicaps on the board. And we were not at that level. We didn't quite take it that far where, you know, you come in and you're like, okay, here's the match today that we're all going out to play. We grinded the ball a lot.
You talked about Old Waverly and Mississippi State. What a golf course that
Amazing.
Is.
It is. You know, the Bryan family that's out there. I know Mr. Bryan passed a couple years ago, but it still is. If you haven't played it, I mean, it's from when you pull in the gates, mm-hmm. And you drive up, you know, you are at one of the great courses, not just in the South and in the country and the world. I mean, just that drive up the lane up to the clubhouse, the course itself, it's spectacular. It's a lot of fun.
What's your favorite hole out there?
I love 18 with all the, like, it's such a challenging hole. I'm a left to right player, right? And the water,
so you
got to
put it
all way on the left.
The water,
so you got to like, it's the challenge of how far, because you know, if you played it, it's a big drop off down that hill to the right. So you can drive it over the bunkers and go down that giant hill and you're dead down there. So you gotta start it out over the water. And if you can get it right, you know, the second shot's going to involve water because it comes back to the green, back over the green. But I've had it where I've had anywhere from 190 to 120 on that second shot, depending on how you cut the water. And it's such a risk reward. We hosted for our foundation. We hosted an event, the Brian's Lives. We hosted for the Mullen 36 Foundation, hosted an event there. And that was the whole, you know, when you go to those events, they have the long drive champ. We had him on 18 and to try to drive the green. So you could, you know, buy the long drive champ and to go drive the green. I think that's such a fun, different hole. 17 with the water. You got to plop it on the par three in a great location. Is a lot of fun. So you have 10 going down the hill. That par five with the blind tee shot is good, but 11's a great hole.
Long
par four.
Water all on the left.
On the left. And then you get 12, but then the short par three is fun too. I judge courses a lot that, you know, you go play courses and there's courses say, boy, that's a great course, but it's not an everyday course. It's rare to find a great course that's an everyday course. You could play Old Waverly every day.
Yeah.
And it's an everyday course that is also one of the special, spectacular courses. You go play some of them and you get like, I'm glad I played it, but that just beat the heck out of me. I'm good. Like I'll take a break. Well, maybe in a couple of years I'll try that again sometime.
Down at Florida, where did you play?
So mostly at Golden Ocala. Down there was the main spot down a little bit outside of Gainesville. I mean, there's you know, Gainesville Country Club was, when I was there the first time, was good, and it really got run down. It's not Hale Plantation anymore. It's called Hawkstone. Never fit my game. A good course, but never fit my game. The university course, always a great short.
Yeah.
The university course, but it's one of those old school courses.
It's just not long enough, is it? And it's tight?
It's tight, but it's got the greens that roll. It's a tough course. You know, so like it's one of those, it beats you up. And so we go down to Golden Ocala. They had the replica holes. Golden Ocala is a fun track.
Tebow or Prescott? Who's better at golf?
All right. I mean, I got to go with Tebow because I haven't played with Dak in probably 8 years. I'm guessing, being the big-time NFL quarterback he is, and he was taking golf lessons, getting ready to go at the time, he's improved an awful lot. So I don't want to undersell him. But I mean, Tim can hit the ball now. I mean, because he's you know, I mean, he's still all jacked up. You're right, lifting weights, and he was a baseball guy. I mean, he can crush the ball off the tee, absolutely crush it. Now, might not always find the fairway, but he can crush it.
Might not know where it's going, but he's got to go find it.
But it's going.
But like you said when you spoke to the Little Rock Touchdown Club, if you tell him he can't do something, he's going to find a way to do it.
He's going
to
do it. We were filming they did a college football. My wife was on the Golf Channel, and we're in Florida. And she was doing, it's like a college. She said, hey, why don't we do a college football kickoff thing? And Golf Channel's like, I can get my husband and Tebow. And they're like, oh my, you like, we're in.
100%.
And so we come in, and it's him and I, like, driving range, putting, like, just doing some things around a course. And I remember Camilla Vijegas was at the practice area coming up. He was on tour,
former
back practice.
Gator.
Yeah, Gator, and he was back practicing. And she's like, can I get you on to come hit with Tim and Dan? And he's like, oh. And Tim hits a drive. Camilla's like, no, I don't think so. I want to go ahead next. And he's like, I'd have to go change real quick because he didn't have, you know, he's like, I'm in practice stuff. I got to wear the sponsored stuff if I'm going on the Golf Channel. And then he saw Tim hit his drive. He's like, I think I'll be all right. I don't need to hit a drive after I saw that ball. How far that thing just went.
Didn't want to go after him. Did you ever get a chance to play in the Chick-fil-A coaches deal
every
that
year,
they did?
Every year out of, you know, I'm fortunate. It's my home course. So, you know, all the guys, they'll come to me and rely on me, like, hey, where do I hit this ball? Like, it depends who I'm with. If you're on my team, I'm like, hey, you want to play this a little right here, out there, because it's at the Oconee course in Reynolds. It's a great event. A lot of fun. They've changed it. It's changed through the years. It used to be a big celebrity event. Now it's gone to just coaches only, kind of a quicker, shorter event. But it is, if you haven't been out to Reynolds to play golf, the variety of the courses that are there It's I mean, now I'm a big lake guy. I'm out wake surf, you know, surfing on the lake and have the boat. But the variety of courses from my house, we have one of the great golf experiences. My friends come, we play Great Waters. I don't know if you've gotten to play Great Waters, which is a spectacular course. I host a bunch of college events there. I'll tell you, I'd love to see I don't care if it's Champions Tour, Live, PJ, because the whole back nine's on the lake. It would be a scene like you've never seen in golf. There would be probably, six different holes with hundreds of boats tailgating.
Oh, wow.
That you're gonna, and some of you are going to have to hit over the boats.
Kind of like what you see at Tahoe?
Like Tahoe times like eight holes. Like, oh, wow. At Tahoe, you see like the one or two.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it would be like that on the entire back nine. And 18 is all on the water with this carry on a par five, go for a shot over water. So you'd be hitting over boats all day long. From my house, they have a bag drop on a dock, and it's quicker by boat. So I have friends come over. I'm like, they're like, hey, what time are we leaving for the course? I'm like, you're on the dock. No, like, we're playing golf. I'm like, no, we're taking the boat to the course.
That's cool.
That's a great experience.
That's one of those where you can say, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're not riding over there. We're riding the boat.
And the bag, pull the boat up to the dock and the bag drop on the dock.
That's awesome. Best football coach that's also a great golfer.
Boy, there are some good ones. You get to that Peach Bowl event, like Randy Edsall is legit. So he's in the top three. You got to go. Like, I put him third. Coach Spurrier, in his prime,
yeah,
is competing for the one spot, and I'm sure he'll tell you he's won. But Rick Neuheisel, you know.
Okay.
I do the radio show with Rick. Yeah. Some. I mean, I think he's the club champion out of Bel Air Country Club.
Yeah.
Rick's got game, but a Coach Spurrier, Rick Neuheisel match back in the day would have been pretty special.
When you were in the SEC and in those meetings down at Destin, the spring meetings, what were the conversations like in there when, like, you had a Spurrier who would go and play with Malzahn and Freeze and Stoops, and then they come into the meetings? Are they talking about what happened that morning?
No. Like, they'd get into town early because the meetings are like late. There's an afternoon and then the next day.
Yeah,
I'd always be flying in that for the afternoon or do something with the family.
You never played with them.
No,
in that.
No, that wasn't my deal. You know, during football, if I golfed, I was my family. Back in those days, a lot of them, the Destin meetings, because my son was young, minimum of 72 holes per day that I was there on mini golf.
Wow. Yeah.
So I didn't have much time.
Right there outside the hotel.
I mean, there's that one, but I mean, no, we weren't just doing one. We had to hit.
Oh, you went on down into Destin proper.
We
too.
Were hitting. That was my son's deal. Like, I mean, he, you know, back then he was like seven, 8 years old. We were getting a lot of mini golf in on those Destin meetings.
Best golf course Dan Mullen has ever played.
I've been pretty fortunate in life. You know, getting to play Augusta National is pretty special as an experience. It's unreal. National Golf Links of America, pretty special out on Long Island. I thought that was really, really cool. Those have to be way up there. I'm pretty fortunate we got to go to a place called, like, but you know, those are kind of golf experiences. I don't get to play them all the time.
Sure.
Those are like your rarities. The Ocean Course at Kiawah.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of fun. That was Maidstone out in Long Island. And, you know, Shinnecock was tough, right? So I was more national than Shinnecock.
Man.
Even though my first time playing national, I will say, I thought I was playing pretty good on the front nine, and I wasn't paying attention to actually how the wind was affecting it as much until I made that turn right back into the wind coming back
then
in.
It's tough.
And it was a little, it hit me pretty good. You know, but I'm so lucky. I've been so fortunate to get to play some of the great courses. And, you know, then I love going to play courses where I enjoy the view, right? I mean, mm-hmm. go down and play Baker's Bay in the Bahamas. Like, you're on the ocean. It's mm-hmm. in the water. Played course down in Punta Mita. You know, they're resort courses, Hualalai at the Four Seasons in Hawaii. But they're just such, like, unique courses that, like, I love El Dorado in Cabo.
Cabo, yeah.
You know, because you spend, you know, it's such a different experience than playing National or Augusta or, you know, one of those places. Because you're kind of just, like, taking in the scenery the whole time. You know, it's just like, wow, this is just gorgeous views. It's just beautiful. It's awesome. I enjoy that part. I enjoy not just the game of golf. I enjoy the nature of golf. I think that is a part. I'm not good enough. I'm not a good enough player where I'm going out there and I'm like, let's go get back to the tips and I'm taking on the challenge of the course. I enjoy the nature of golf and just the beauty of the course and being out and walking and enjoying the scene.
How far do you think your son wants to take it?
Well, I think, you know, I think he's really good. I think he understands. He's now to the point. He's a big basketball player, too, of the seriousness. You know, if you want to go commit, you know, to hit, he's nowhere close. He's a freshman in high school. I think he's like a 2.
Pretty good to be a freshman in high school.
But I mean, when you're going, he's gotten to play in the World Championships a couple of times. But you're going at that level, I mean, that is, you have to play every day. Yeah. And he's a big team sport guy. I think, you know, the challenge when you see the guys on the golf guys is your individual commitment to the game is at a different level. Like, I've always been in team sports. Well, the great thing in team sports, you're having a bad day, your teammates can pick you up. In golf, you're by yourself. And I think that's one of the things that always makes it a challenge.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, 3 other golfers you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
That's always a tricky one. My son's the first choice because there's no one I enjoy playing with more than him. So he has to be in the group. He would definitely be one. I think just for the golf part of it, I would go, because it's golf, Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer and my son, the 4 of us.
That'd be cool.
Right?
That'd be cool.
And if we're walking, that's cool. And if we're riding, I guess after 9, we'd switch because I know he wouldn't want to sit with. He sits with me all the time. He'd want to sit with one for each 9 holes.
That would be great. Dan, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
That's about all the time we have for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I want to thank Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, find one of their properties. And to do that, go to their website, bphotels.com. Don't forget about the golf equipment sale, up to 75% off at Clear Creek Golf Cars. They have opened up their showroom. Mark your calendars, December 12th through the 14th, and you can gear up for the holidays with unbeatable deals. Clear Creek Golf Car and Utility Vehicles, 8830 Landers Road in North Little Rock, Thursday from noon to 7, Friday from noon to 7, and Saturday on the 14th, 9 to 1 o'clock. Golf apparel, clubs, equipment, accessories, bags, and more. They will accept cash, Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. Certain vendors will also accept credit cards via Square.
Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.